The MDCT's Economic Affairs Secretary, Weber Chinyadza, told a news conference at his party's Harvest House headquarters in the capital today that Zimbabwe's national economic output has not surpassed a high recorded in 1972 before the country attained its independence, a situation he blamed on President Robert Mugabe's poor governing policies. Chinyadza said the ruling ZANU-PF government has failed to come up with sound economic policies, adding that Zimbabwe now needs a stimulus package to revitalize its productive sectors of the economy that are operating far beyond capacity.
The stimulus package is absolutely necessary. The difficulty actually arises out of the lack of confidence which is generated by the existing government. They don't inspire any confidence to the international community who can actually put together a stimulus package on our behalf.
Noting that the country's economy is agro-based, the opposition official says it is disheartening that authorities allocated a paltry sum of money to the agricultural sector in this year's cropping season budget to finance irrigation schemes at a time when rainfall patterns have changed due to climate change.
A significant number of irrigation projects are moribund. To allocate a mere $1.6 million for irrigation schemes in a nation beset with drought problems is criminal, to say the least.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo, who said he was attending the official opening of the Harare Agricultural Show, where Mozambican President Filipe Nyusi was officiating. However, President Robert Mugabe told Zimbabweans in his State of the Nation address that Zimbabwe's economy was poised for a major takeoff in keeping with the country's economic blueprint, ZIM-ASSET, promising that his government was going to prioritize value addition on agricultural products and enacting policies that promote and attract foreign direct investment. Former government chief economist Masimba Manyanya says more needs to be done before Zimbabwe gets a stimulus package.
The stabilization package from the IMF and the World Bank, we all know when these things started in 1990, we ended up in real serious trouble. Stabilization packages have to be well designed. A stabilization package is something that normally comes into an economy when you have ensured that you have developed the core sectors of the economy and you can protect them from the harsh effects of market reform. Market reform always comes with very, very difficult precedents. And where we are right now, if you were to ask me, we have to sort out the political variables, the political governance issues.
Meanwhile, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa yesterday pleaded for a cash bailout from the World Bank, saying Zimbabwe has not received a single cent from the Bretton Woods institution in the last 10 years. But Guang Zhengchen, the World Bank's country director for 7 Southern African countries, including Zimbabwe, told Chinamasa that the Zimbabwean government needed to demonstrate that it is serious in addressing the macroeconomic and investment challenges that the country is facing. Some foreign investors are reportedly shunning Zimbabwe because they are not happy with the black empowerment regulations that compel all foreign-owned businesses to cede at least 51% of their shareholding to black Zimbabweans. Manyanya says government also needs to ensure that investors' money is safe in Zimbabwe.
Such a request can only be made in the context of a certain of some political values. You can't just start asking for a bailout, a cash bailout from the World Bank at a time when you have been shouting at the very same people. So I always go back to the issue of alignment between our political values and what we see as the issues that directly affect our economic livelihood.
Zimbabwe's external debt overhang is hovering at $8.4 billion and the country has failed to clear its arrears in order to access fresh lines of credit to service its economy. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.